Good morning and welcome to all of you who are in our sanctuary and those who are listening over the radio and the internet. We welcome you. And because of your coming today, we hope and listening, we hope that you experience the love, the power, and the comfort of God's Word. And that's why we come, isn't it? To get His comfort and the power to live our lives. And if you're a visitor, if you'd like to reach out to one of the ushers in the back and fill out a form, and when the offering plate is passed, if you can put it in there, Pastor would like to call you and thank you for visiting with us today. You'll also find an outline in the bulletin today if you'd like to follow along with our pastor. The scripture of the month is also found in our bulletin in Luke chapter 10 and verse 2. The scripture says, "Then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." That's you and me, right? So we pray the Lord will use us mightily. And now let us continue to praise the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Amen. Thank you, Wayne. Happy Lord's Day, everyone. I hope the joy of the Lord is in your heart this morning. You were blessed. I know today God has blessed Darlene and I with 35 years of marriage. So, yeah, we're very, very thankful. And I think she still loves me, right? So why don't we open to our first hymn, number 461. Oh, it is wonderful, 461. And we'll sing the first and the third. Turn to our second hymn, number 480, In Tenderness He Sought Me, and we'll sing the first and the fifth.
Thank you.
we turn to our last hymn, number 432, Rescue the Perishing. 432. And why don't we all rise as we sing, Rescue the Perishing, first and the fourth.
Thank you very much, Victor. I did want to just let everybody know, just in case they did not hear. So we had the election last Sunday, and so we do have an associate pastor. And so Lee Prater was voted in by the congregation to be an associate pastor for us. What a blessing that is. I just want to remind people as well, next Sunday, we will, God willing, we'll have a lot of people from the surrounding neighborhoods join us so that we can talk to them about the things of God, talk to them about what Bethel is and why we gather together, and that God might have mercy upon them to bring them back, that they would have a relationship with Christ and walk in his kingdom for all eternity. We are planning an October outreach related to the Reformation, because the Reformation took place on October 31st in 1517, I got the year. Anyway, and so that was the beginning of the Reformation. We want people to know about that as well. But let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord, our Savior, and our God, who is our help and our hope. We come to you receiving to seek instruction and guidance, to seek your presence in your direction. And in you, Lord, we have strength and purpose. David in the Psalms records, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." And so, Father, I pray for your healing power and comforting spirit and your encouragement upon those who need your guidance. I pray for your reviving and reforming power upon those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there would be this thirsting and this hungering for your word, that we would draw closer to you through the study of your word and through the interaction with your word, and that in you, Lord, we would be encouraged and we would be strengthened and purposeful in all that we do. And we pray that our neighbors and friends and family that see us would see the love of Jesus Christ being emanating from us because you dwell within us. And that others may, Lord, may know you and turn towards you. We pray for your healing power upon those who are afflicted with the diseases of this world. We pray for Henry John, who has been sick for a bit and been really sick the last couple of days. But Lord, you are the healer. And you will comfort, and you will strengthen. We pray for Raquel as she seeks out wisdom and guidance from the doctors as to what treatment that she needs to receive, and that you would bless her. We lift up to you Martha Bell, and she has been having some health issues and work situations, that, Lord, you would be in the midst of that to guide her by your spirit and calm her heart for you. We lift up to you Henry John's father with his heart condition, and that you would stabilize that heart and keep him stable and keep him strong. We lift up to you Tay Young's father, Lord, so many things, but you, Lord, are in control. He has dealing with sepsis and jaundice, difficulty holding down food. But Lord, you can overcome the difficulties of these bodies to encourage hearts and minds in you. It is you who heals. And so we pray for your healing and your comfort. We lift up to you Craig Miller, as he's has so many medical problems as well, and as he has been, as I understand, placed on hospice, Lord, but nothing is impossible for you. So we pray for your comforting spirit and your encouraging presence, and as you see fit, Lord, your healing power. We lift up to you our friend and our brother, Jim Bergen, and for his recovery from his broken vertebrae, and that you, Lord, would bless and encourage him. We pray for Jorge Peretti, dealing with a broken hip, that he would have strength in his legs to be able to walk and improve his recovery. We lift up to you those with cancer, Bob Jones' brother-in-law and Fred Mills' brother-in-law, Bill, and Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law, Peter. Lord, they have different forms and types of cancer, but Lord, you know what they need. And they need your presence, and they need your comforting spirit, and they desire to see your healing power, Lord. But you, Lord, have all things under your control. We are thankful, Lord, for the blessings that you give to us. We thank you for those that are expecting, Angelica Menig expecting twins, girls, in November, Maria Veloz expecting in December, Alicia Birchfield expecting in January. We're thankful, Lord, that Helen Menig, that you stabilized her blood pressure. She's here with us today, and we are truly thankful, Lord, to see your healing power. And we thank you, Lord, for the report of Jen Hernandez's father, Robert. He's done with the cancer treatment. He's doing well. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. We pray for your wisdom and your guidance as we seek to know how you will work in us and through us. As not only are we as Bethel searching and trying to reach out to the people of Morgan Hill, but we're also trying to get some changes to our facilities, that we would have one place. Lord, I pray that you would pave the path and open the way, that we would do a great work for you, and that you would bless us in this work. We lift up to you the Prater family as well, who is looking for housing, that you'd open up doors for them. We pray for Christian persecution throughout the world, that those who are being persecuted would stand firmly and boldly in the gospel of Jesus Christ, knowing that you have all things in your hands, and that though we may endure an affliction, it is but for a season, and that you would bless them and encourage them. We pray for your hand of blessing upon the missionaries throughout the world, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, Eusebio Marixa Perez also in Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe, and Fred and Carol Lewis doing missionary and training and in language instruction throughout the United States. We pray for this offering to be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the gospel. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who facilitate our work, and that you, Lord, would bless them, whether they are here in the sanctuary, listening over KKMC, over the internet, or over the CDs later. Bless them with your presence and your spirit of encouragement. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming and worshiping with us today. We're now going to be turning to God's Word. We're going to be turning to Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 37. If you'll please turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 37. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. Then Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on his oil and wine, and set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Bless the reading of God's word. May we bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, once again we enter into your throne room of grace and mercy. And Lord, we have come for one reason: to worship, to praise, and to give you all the honor today. Lord, I pray you might be with our pastor, Greg Thomason, as he teaches us today from your word. May the Holy Spirit, which is the author, the interpreter, and our teacher, teach us, Lord. Encourage our hearts, and when we go away from here today, Lord, may we know that we have known more about you. In Jesus' name, amen.